pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. The guys just dropped their bonus behind-the-scenes episode of Sean winning $200,000. Plus, this week's pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That is the account where I post winning free plays. A one unit winner was posted just a week ago with Daniel Medvedev beating Alexander Zverev in the semi-final of the Australian Open. But it's also where I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. At the moment, the pinned tweet on that account is the month of December, which was good for over £4,400, which once converted is over $6,000 of profit for the month of December. That would be replaced in the next 48 hours with the month of January. And the month of January was another profitable month. It was, in fact, our 128th month in a row of transparent and tracked profit. That means I've delivered a transparent and tracked profit for over a decade. In fact, we're 4 months away from being able to say we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 11 straight years. 11 straight years without a single losing month. So if you want to get involved, head over to lockbetting.com if you have any questions. Fire them to me via my DMs. They are open at LockBettingX. Or if you just want to do your own research, I encourage you to do that due diligence and have a look through all of the other spreadsheets. As I said, the pinned tweet is always the P&L from the previous month. So at the moment, it'll be December. That'll be swapped with January. You can scroll down and find all the other months, or you could take the simple route and head over to lockbetting.com where all of the other previous spreadsheets are posted, and they accumulate to 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. When you have a look at my spreadsheets, you'll see one of the key things I do is manage a bankroll sensibly. So if I lose a play, say I lose a one unit play, I don't chase it with a two unit play. You'll rarely find two unit players on there. You won't find three unit plays, four unit, five unit, 10 unit, 20 unit. You won't find anything called a whale play, a max play, a play of the month, play of the week, play of the year, play of the century, play of the decade, play of the millennium. None of that nonsense. That's just monopoly money garbage for all of your fake cappers on X who don't have spreadsheets. They aren't tracked, they aren't transparent, and they rarely make a profit. That's not what we do. We make a profit, at least we have done, every single month for 128 months in a row. And if you're interested in getting involved, or if you have any questions, as I mentioned, shoot me a DM at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. So moving on with the weekend slate here in the EPL. It begins at 12:30 tomorrow as Tottenham travel to Everton. Everton are the 21-10 home underdogs. It's 11-4 on the draw, and Tottenham here are the 5-4 favourites. I was going to go for goals here, but I've changed my mind, and I'm actually just going to go for a straight pick here on Tottenham. Everton's form has been very poor as of late, and Everton certainly haven't been as reliable at Goodison Park as they've been in previous seasons. Usually Everton survive because of their home form. They're usually very poor travellers, but this season it's been a lot more 50-50. But coming into this game, after being so unbelievably good in terms of responding to the points deduction and almost making a mockery of it, Everton have now found themselves having a dip in form. Everton have taken just 2 points from the last 15 available, and they come up here against the Tottenham side who have won 5 of the last 7 games and should be able to get the better of an Everton side here in this one who have really lost their mojo going into 2024. Tottenham's last 4 games have gone over 3.5 goals, and 15 of their last 19 outings have seen both teams find the net. So that's why I was originally leaning towards goals. But looking a little bit deeper at the Everton form, it's very difficult seeing them turning up here and bouncing back. Now, I don't think Everton's fate this season is going to be determined by what they do against the likes of Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool or Manchester City, although previously, particularly at home, Everton have been very competent and competitive. But I think it's more important to take results from those around you. Everton will be looking at this as a little bit of a free hit, and they may even go toe-to-toe here with Tottenham, because that has been more along the lines of how Sean Dyche has decided to play with this Everton team this season. I think that will suit Tottenham. I think if this is an end-to-end game, it will have goals in it. Both teams will score again, but I can only see one winner, and I can only see Tottenham coming out on top and getting themselves another 3 points. So my lean here for this game is going to be to take Tottenham on the money line. Whilst I do like the goals angle, I do like taking over 2.5 goals. In fact, I could easily take over 2.5 goals and pair it up with BTTS. I do like getting the price of 5-4 plus 125 on Tottenham instead on the money line here to win at Goodison Park tomorrow. Up next, we move on to a game which is actually considered to be a derby game. The M23 Derby is called, which is a motorway here in the UK that connects Crystal Palace to Brighton. And Brighton here are the 10-11 favourites to win this game and bounce back from a humiliating 4-0 away defeat against Luton. It's 14-5 on the draw, and Crystal Palace here are a 16-5 underdog. Brighton obviously were humiliated by that result against Luton, and I think this is going to be a bounce back spot for them here against their rivals at Crystal Palace. Palace should contribute towards the scoring though, so Brighton will probably need to score 2 goals to win this game. Palace have scored in all but 2 of their away league games so far this season, and Brighton quite often concede goals, BTTS and over 2.5 goals as cash regularly in their games. But I just think Brighton on the money line is the play that you have to take tomorrow. As I said, there'll be plenty of data there for goals. 5 of Palace's last 7 away matches have featured at least 3 goals. BTTS has cashed in 13 of the last 14 Premier League games here at Brighton's home ground, the Amex. whilst Brighton go into this one unbeaten in their last 9 home games. However, it is worth noting that they have drawn 5 of the last 7 at the Amex. So they are the draw specialists. I think Crystal Palace will be happy to come away with a draw from this one and not lose this rivalry game. But I just think while there are so many obvious goal angles that we can take here, I just think Brighton on the money line is the right play. The Luton result was humiliating. We've seen how Brighton can play, particularly at home. This is a team who won their Europa League group. De Zerbi is obviously a top manager who has gotten a response from these players constantly. They've overachieved under De Zerbi, and I think they'll find a way to bounce back against their rivals tomorrow. My play here is going to be a gut one. It's going to be to take Brighton on the money line, and we take them on the money line at a price of 10 to 11 minus 110. Up next, we look at the game here between Burnley and Fulham, where Burnley are a 2-1 home underdog. It's 23-10 here on the draw, and Fulham are the 11-8 favourites to pick up a win here away to Burnley. It's difficult to know what to do with this game. Burnley have been beaten by almost everybody at home, yet it's hard to take Fulham as an away favourite. Ultimately, what I've landed on here is under 2.5 goals. It's 10 to 11 on the over, and it's 10 to 11 on the under. And given that these two sides have scored just 20 goals in 22 combined respective home and away games this season, with Burnley holding the league's worst home record and Fulham having the league's second worst away record, I've leaned towards under 2.5 goals here. Burnley have seen fewer than 3 goals in each of the last 3 at home. Perhaps that's Burnley leaning more towards a tight and cagey approach, because perhaps there's a realisation there that playing the football that got them up from the Championship isn't going to keep them in the Premier League. But I think either way, off the back of Fulham drawing 0-0 in midweek against Everton, and now coming up here against the Burnley team, who are involved in a lot of low-scoring games at home, with under 2.5 goals cashing in Burnley's last 3 home league matches, last 3 straight. I think under 2.5 goals is the right play here, according to the data. And that's the selection we're going to take here for this one at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110. Up next, we look at the game at St James's Park, where Newcastle will be hosting Luton, looking for revenge here after losing reverse fixture. They're the 1-2 favourites to get that revenge and to build on a shocking away win against Aston Villa in midweek. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Luton. I think you ride Newcastle here in this spot. They got themselves a huge win against Aston Villa, which they'll be looking to build on here by winning back-to-back games, by beating Luton. Luton's best results have come at home, proven by the fact they went toe-to-toe with Arsenal, toe-to-toe with Man City, and just coming off a 4-0 win against Brighton in midweek. But this does feel like a letdown spot, whilst it feels like a spot where Newcastle need to build on their momentum. Don't forget how good Newcastle were at home last season, winning 11 of 19 games at St James's Park. I think we see a return to form here, and I see nothing but a routine victory for Newcastle. I'm happy to take Newcastle along with under 4.5 goals tacked onto them. It is a favourite play here on the podcast. I don't see 5 goals in this game. It is possible that Luton could make a contribution towards the scoring. Luton are yet to keep a clean sheet away from home this season, but they have found this scoring touch recently, with both teams scoring in each of the last 5 on the road and in each of Newcastle's last 4 Premier League assignments. So Luton could definitely make a contribution. However, I see Newcastle winning this game. I don't see them scoring 4 or 5 goals en route to winning that game, because I do believe Luton away from home will take a different approach, where they'll try to sit in, be a little bit more conservative, be a little bit more tight and cagey. But ultimately, I think Newcastle will be too good for this Luton side, despite the fact Luton are actually unbeaten in their last 4 away from home. I think that's just a data fade for me. I think Luton are ultimately going to go down, despite the fact they've done an unbelievable job to this point, fighting to stay in the Premier League. They've had some unbelievable results, but I just don't think they've got the personnel to stay up. And it would surprise me a lot if they were able to get a result here against Newcastle off the back of Newcastle just winning away to Aston Villa. And if Luton can extend their unbeaten away run to five straight games. This is a very difficult place to go. It was difficult to go to last season. Newcastle now seem to be on the up. They're progressing in the FA Cup. They've just got a massive away win against Aston Villa. And I see Newcastle winning again here at the weekend. So I'm going to take Newcastle with under 4.5 goals tacked on. That gets you away from the 1-2 minus 200 money line and instead gives you a plus money price of even money plus 100. This bet loses if Newcastle win and if there are 5 goals in the game. But as long as there are 4 goals or under and as long as Newcastle win, this is a winning selection available once again at the price of even money plus 100. Before we move on to covering the late game and moving on, of course, to Sunday's games as well, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about the SGPN Patreon. The guys just dropped this month's bonus episode, behind the scenes breakdown of Sean's 200k win. This week's Patreon pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square, plus access to all the picks sheet and exclusive channel on Discord. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Let me also utilize this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in. And you can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along and make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Moving on to the final game on Saturday, the late game, the 5:30 kickoff. And we are looking at the game here between Sheffield United and Aston Villa. Sheffield United struggling with relegation this season. Aston Villa, they were outsiders for the title. They are still Champions League contenders, but they are trying to bounce back from a 3-0 home defeat at hands of Newcastle. They are the 4-6 favourites, minus 150 favourites on the money line to bounce back here at Sheffield United. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 4-1 here on Sheffield United. I think we do see Aston Villa bounce back here because for me, Sheffield United are automatic fade material. They have put in some improved displays under Chris Wilder, but they are clearly not good enough quality-wise to be in the Premier League. And I think they could be exposed by a Aston Villa side who are looking to get back to winning ways after what was a humiliating defeat at the hands of Newcastle. And also, it was a poor performance. Villa may need a couple of goals to win here, as Sheffield United have been scoring goals. They have scored in 8 of the last 10 home matches, but they shouldn't be able to keep pace with an Aston Villa team who have scored twice in 4 of the last 5 league away games. And they should be too good here for Sheffield United off the back of them, as I mentioned, losing against Newcastle. This feels like a big bounce back spot for Aston Villa. And they also drew against Sheffield United earlier on in the season. Now, this was an opportunity just before Christmas to be top of the table at Christmas time for Aston Villa, and they blew it because they were held to a draw against Sheffield United. Aston Villa froze on that day. Once they went a goal behind, they actually played a lot better and were the much better team for the final 10 minutes and almost came back and won the game. They didn't. But if they start that same way, they should win this game relatively comfortably. As I said, it's not due to a lack of effort for Sheffield United. They're just not good enough to be playing in the Premier League, at least in my opinion. Moving on now to Sunday, and we start with a game here between Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest, where Bournemouth are the 4-6 favourites to win this one. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 15-4 here on Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest suffering a bit of an injury crisis at the moment, and that has resulted in a dip of their results. Nottingham Forest come into this one having lost 4 of their last six Premier League games, including a 3-2 defeat to Bournemouth, which was actually Nuno Espirito Santo's first game in charge. However, the visitors have seen BTTS cash in seven of the last eight matches in all competitions. So if you want to get away from Bournemouth on the money line at 4-6 minus 150, tacking on BTTS, tacking on a Nottingham Forest contribution actually jumps the price up to 5-2 plus 250. Now, that is a huge play, and I would actually take that as my main lean here. Usually, we would just take Bournemouth on the money line and we take a sprinkle on that play, but I really don't see a clean sheet here for Bournemouth. So I think there's really good value in taking Bournemouth to win with BTTS tacked on at the price of 5-2, plus 250 here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Chelsea and Wolverhampton Wanderers, where Chelsea are a 1-2 favourite to win this game. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 19-4 here on Wolves. I think Chelsea are a little bit too short here, so you want to tack something on in order to get away from the 1-2 minus 200. And over 2.5 goals could be the right way to go, because that immediately jumps the play up from Chelsea being at 1-2 minus 200 to 6-4 plus 150. In fact, if you just play the over 2.5 goals here, you do end up with the price of 3-4. And that may be a safer way to go, because Chelsea have been a model of inconsistency this season. And there's no guarantee that they'll win this game. They have delivered their best results at home, though. They've won 7 of the last 10 home games while scoring a combined total of 25 goals. Whilst Wolves, they have lost 4 of their last 5 trips to London this season, conceding 12 times. So Chelsea could get the 3 goals by themselves, or this could be one of those down performances by Chelsea, just like we saw away to Liverpool. Whilst Wolves, if they start this game the way that they finished the game against Manchester United, where they just took it to Manchester United and almost salvaged a point from 2 goals down, only to concede a late goal at the hands of Kobbie Mainoo at the end, they could cause Chelsea some significant problems. So I'll err on the side of caution here. I do think Chelsea will win the game, and I do think there's value on Chelsea with the over 2.5 goals tacked on at 6-4 plus 150. But we're just going to take the over 2.5 goals here instead at the price of 3-4. I do expect Chelsea to score a majority of the goals, but we're going to play it safe and just take the over here, as I said, at the price of 3-4. The game between Manchester United and West Ham is covered exclusively over on BetMFC, so we won't be covering that here. So instead, we'll move on to the game of the weekend, as Arsenal will be hosting the Premier League leaders Liverpool in what is probably a must-win for Arsenal to keep their title hopes alive, and for them to do some damage to Liverpool and peg them back as well. Before we move on to that game, let me take a quick little pause here to tell you about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Moving on to that game of the week between Arsenal and Liverpool. Arsenal are the favourites to beat Liverpool here at 5-4. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Liverpool here are the 2-1 underdogs. This is a must-win situation for Arsenal in order to get themselves back in the title race and to take points off Liverpool as well. And if Arsenal play the same way that they played last time they faced Liverpool in the FA Cup, they should go on to win this game. Liverpool won that game completely against the run of play. They were clinical with their chances. Arsenal were wasteful. If things are different this time around, Arsenal should be able to get their title challenge back on track. But for me, that is too much of a risky play. The safest way to go with this game is to take the goals. And we are getting over 2.5 goals, surprisingly available here at the price of 7-10. I'm not seeing how this game, with this much attacking talent on the field, with Arsenal desperately needing to win this game, which is going to open up space at the back and make them susceptible for a counter-attack, would go under 3 goals. I definitely see this one going over. For Liverpool's part, they have scored exactly 2 goals in 4 of their last 7 away games, and 3 of these have actually been 2-0 wins. Whilst Arsenal, they come into this game having only won 3 of the last 9 and have lost 2 of the last 3 at home. So they are absolutely desperate to get themselves back on track against a Liverpool team who knocked them out of the FA Cup, who are unbeaten in their last 11 and have won 8 of these games and 4 of their last 5. There is a lot of attacking intent here on the field. Both of these two teams play front foot football. The pressure is on Arsenal to win the game against a Liverpool side who sit top of the table, a Liverpool side who thrashed Chelsea in midweek and are dangerous on the counter-attack, while Arsenal will dominate possession, will dominate the stats and will probably dominate the XG, much like they did in the FA Cup match. The recipe is here for goals. And I'm going to take over 2.5 goals as my main selection here for the game of the week between Arsenal and Liverpool. The final game we're going to cover goes down on Monday night as Man City are travelling to Brentford. City are the 2-5 favourites. It's 4-1 on the draw and it's 13-2 here on Brentford. If Brentford can contribute a goal here in this game, then we have some strong value on Man City to win with BTTS tacked on here at the price of 23-10. City will win this game, and if they do win this game, that will be 9 wins in a row. City have now hit form. We knew that was going to happen when people were writing them off. Suddenly they go on a run. Kevin De Bruyne has been instrumental in that. They are now looking for their 9th win in a row in all competitions, and they'll be looking to avenge last season's home and away defeats to Brentford. Brentford will fancy their chances of getting something, though, off the back of beating Man City twice last season, and they'll definitely be fancied to get on the score sheet, something that they have achieved in 7 games on the spin. So if Brentford can score for their 8th game in a row and Manchester City can win their 9th game in a row, we'll be landing a winning bet here on Manchester City to win with BTTS tacked on at the price of 23-10. Closing out with your lock on the show, we're going to go back to the last game that we just covered. It's Manchester City away to Brentford. And whilst I do think there is some strong data for Brentford to contribute towards the scoring, I don't think that they are going to score twice. Whilst at the same time, I don't think Manchester City are going to rack up four or five goals here. Manchester City are focused on challenging on all fronts. And whilst they do have a very, very good away record, especially against the bottom half teams, they are somewhat conservative. They do tend to take their foot off the gas and they do tend to just pick up a professional win when they can. So I'm going to take Man City to win. And I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals. Manchester City have won 46 of their last 55 games away from home against bottom half opposition. And out of those games, 44 of them have gone under 4.5 goals. So I think putting these two selections together makes a lot of sense. As I said, Brentford could contribute towards the scoring, but in order for you to lose this bet, Manchester City would actually need to score four goals. If Brentford don't contribute towards the scoring, Manchester City would need to score five goals in order for you to lose. I think this is the right play, and that's why we're taking it as the lock on this show. So your lock on the show is Manchester City to win and get their ninth win in a row with under 4.5 goals tacked on here away to Brentford on Monday. And that selection is available at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.